Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't believe it's June 1st already.
June 1st.
It seems like only yesterday it was May.
We got to pay the rent.
Oh, that's right. Or
well-oiled machine.
What we should do, Oscar, is just leave the studio one at a time quietly.
And he did give me the old eyeball when I walked in here. By the way, why does my mic sound horrible now?
I have no idea. There's the magic of turning it off and on.
Oh, my God. That sounds different, right?
It does sound different than what we just had.
Jesus.
Hold on. Let me do this. I'm going to pad.
You can keep recording.
No, I think you're fine. Here we go. I'm just going to keep it turned on and on, off and on. Okay,
10,
how's
11,
that?
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, it's not wobbly. Well, no, it's still wobbly.
No, I think you're okay. Maybe you're wobbly.
No, I think it sounds different. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
This is scintillating for the listeners.
No, this is exciting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. I guess so. Look, if I sound different, it's because Mike was here.
There was adjustment. Adjustments were made.
Yeah, but we actually did a sound test before this. Regardless, we're back, baby.
We're back. We're back, baby.
June
and
1st.
Here we are. It is June 1st. Mike is in Maine getting his studio built. I know he has construction workers, engineers.
I was thinking like getting a text from Mike yesterday says, fellas, I've made it to Maine. Now I have to buy furniture.
Furniture.
Maybe that's something you'd think about weeks ago.
No. Well, I mean, furniture is something. He might have furniture, and he just says, I can't look at this stuff anymore. It's hideous. I hope he doesn't buy from the same people that sold you your sofa.
Oh, God. It's all going to be like Amish furniture because that's all they have up there.
Well, yeah, it's all made of pine.
No big box stores.
Big, knotty pine furniture. So I saw this list, and it made me think of you. Shows, television shows, that people miss the most after they ended.
Okay.
And I will start at 10 and move up. What shocks me is that I agree with some of these, but some of these shows, I can't. You know, there's an old country song, How Can I Miss You When You Never Go Away?
You tell me.
These are shows that I didn't see. All right, how about this? Number 10, 9 seasons, How I Met Your Mother. Did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
I watched a little of How I Met Your Mother, but I never got into it the way millions of people did.
People loved it.
They hated the finale.
They did hate the finale,
yes.
And that seems like a common thread. Number 9, I never watched. I know Mike did. 7 seasons, Sons of Anarchy.
Love Sons of Anarchy.
Do you
love
miss it?
No.
No, you're okay?
Now, after you got to learn so much, you know what was great about Sons of Anarchy outside of Kelly McGillis and a handful? Maybe
Kelly
a couple,
McGillis?
Not Kelly McGillis. Yeah, right? No.
She's like the old lady from, not old anymore, but from Weird Science. She's older
now. Not Kelly
now.
McGillis. Who is?
The mom, Peg Bundy, was
Bundy.
In it. Yeah, she was in it.
Yeah, what's her name, though?
I
should know this. Regardless,
we should, yeah.
Once they got famous, like more back famous again,
mm-hmm.
I sat there and I was like, I kind of like watching, being like, I know who that is. I know who that is. And it's, but
once you connected the dots.
That effect when your band gets too big, like the Green Day effect, when people started hating Green Day.
Yeah,
when
the bounce back.
When like Mike got out to Sons of Anarchy.
The Sands of Anarchy. That's where they actually filmed it. Is it the Sands of Anarchy in the desert?
White Sands,
yeah.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess once the fourth or fifth season came around, there's so many people talking about it that I was just like,
Third album effect.
Okay,
it's the third album effect.
Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
So you don't miss it. And you know what? The reason I was drawn to this list is that after a full week, there is my DVR. She is empty. There is nothing to watch on TV at night anymore. And all these shows are...
You can rent movies, you know.
How's that?
Yeah.
What about Parenthood? Did you ever watch Parenthood? And did you know it was on for 6 seasons?
I watched, I would say, 5 seasons of Parenthood.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did because my girl was into it, and we'd sit there. You can catch up. I think we used to watch it on Hulu Plus.
I looked at it, and I said, this is, like, not funny. Modern Family is
there was, and they had a handful. They had Dax Shepard in there. They had a handful of other actors that you recognize. You're not A-listers, but definitely
at number 7, 6 seasons. I tried twice to watch it. And I couldn't do it. Not smart enough. Lost. Did you watch Lost?
I watched the entire season.
People really do miss
every episode
it.
Of
they
Lost.
Miss it.
I miss Lost, but I didn't watch Lost till 2 years ago. I caught up.
Did you binge?
I binge watched.
But wasn't it over by then?
Oh yeah.
So you watch them totally after the fact.
And I still miss it.
You still miss it.
We had a launch party, actually. Drab T-shirt and I from Big O and Dukes, and you know, he produces The Junkies.
Right.
We had a launch party at our Big O and Dukes studios, not like 8 years after the show ended.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and I had like a. Like, I had ordered a jumpsuit that said, like, the Dharma Project. Like, it was, I mean, they were on sale, clearly.
But sure. Well, yeah, they're not really hot movers anymore.
I think we had to get them on eBay.
Maybe after that you could watch, like, Dallas or something. Mm-hmm. Now, number six is a show that I really do miss, and this was, for me, I think, one of the inventors of appointment television, The Sopranos. And that was, I got into that, I guess, halfway through the first season.
Yeah.
And I was lucky because I got to go to the second and third season premieres in New York City.
Mm.
And you want to talk about the third album effect on a show. The second season, the premiere, the HBO premiere was in a conference room at HBO.
Oh, wow.
The third season premiere was at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool. And I do miss it. Number four is a tie, so it's actually four and five. Seinfeld and Breaking Bad.
I miss both of those.
I do, too.
They had a great, this was it this past weekend? It might have been this past weekend. They had a great, like, 10-hour block on TNT. With all Seinfeld episodes.
Oh, good stuff.
I go out, I come back, I'm like, oh, there's another
Spending
episode.
The whole day with him. You know what? They can never bring Seinfeld back, though, because he's gotten so ugly.
Well, he doesn't want to do it.
It's really hard to look at him. And he's got those big, almost like, this won't mean anything to you, Dick Martin from the from Laugh-In, big gummy smile.
I'll take your word for it.
It looks just like him.
There you go.
Okay, I don't know how you could miss a show that only had 11 episodes, but at number three, Firefly.
Firefly is, yeah, I don't know enough about it. I know that it was popular. It was in
anything, Mac?
It's
on
a sci-fi show.
Sci-fi show.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, that's good. That's good. Gamers love it, I suppose.
What happened to that show, Mac?
I don't know. I never watched it. It was after my time.
But on the Sci-Fi Network, I'm almost positive.
Probably, yeah.
But can you imagine only 11 episodes and the third most missed show of all time?
These dorks, man.
They are, man. Okay. How about, 256 episodes. People miss MASH. I don't miss MASH.
MASH is synonymous with, like, bad news and bedtime for me. When I was a kid, MASH would come on DC 20 locally here in the DC area, which is no longer DC 20. It's,
right.
The
CW?
The CW network.
Right.
So my bedtime was roughly 11:30 midnight.
That's what they aired.
So at 11:30, I remember when I'd be hanging out, and my mom or dad would watch it. And I was like, and I was waiting, Oscar. I was waiting for the Oscar, and then I had to shimmy my way up three stories in the townhouse to bed.
So that's why to this day you hate Alan Alda.
I hate it.
And the number one most missed show of them all from 2000. It ran 10 years, 236 episodes, and this is why I thought of you.
Chesh.
Friends is the most missed television show out there. And you see, again,
Duck Goose.
It goes to the thing, how can I miss you if you don't go away? Now, every episode is on Netflix.
I would pay. This is what I think we're going to get to one day.
Yeah.
I would pay for a second season of something. Like, I would pay for a second, like another season of Friends. Like, I would pay a standalone season, I would pay for that.
Well, didn't they do, I think it was for Veronica Mars, didn't they do like a Kickstarter?
For a movie.
Oh, it's for
I'm
a
movie. I'm talking about a full 10 episode, like a short season.
Yeah.
Give me some, I would subscribe to that. I would pay for that.
What would you want to see happen in another season of Friends?
Oh, well, I had to see Fat Chandler because he's funnier than Skinny Chandler.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not so sure he hasn't had a mini stroke. I'm watching him on The Odd Couple. He just doesn't look right.
Is it good?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Hard to beat the structure of The Odd Couple. It's a great show.
Yeah, but if you never knew it, would you like it. So I'll have to look
you
in on it.
You should look
it. I never knew the old Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Odd Couple.
That was actually, The Odd Couple was a sequel to Nightline. It had Ted Koppel. He was a huge slob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look at that. What's the matter?
It's cold. It's the air conditioning. Why do they always turn those things up so high? You know, I'll probably get the flu.
You want me to ask them for a blanket?
You got to be very careful with air conditioning. You know, Francis and I, we've got one in the bedroom. I never let her turn it on in the summer.
Oh, she must be crazy about that. Oh, What's the matter now?
My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? I used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tubes.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Thank you.
You know that guy? He's got the perfect look. He's got the perfect wardrobe, the perfect office, the perfect home. You ever wonder how he does it? Where does he get that great stuff that nobody else has? How does he consistently find unique, eye-catching items? It is easy. He uses touchofmodern.com. I was blown away by this website, and I think you will be too. Touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. Millions of people have already made it their source for daily discovery of fascinating one-of-a-kind items at prices you will not believe. Touch of Modern scours the globe for unique design-focused products to forge your style. If you're looking for that hard-to-find gift for somebody, and I mean hard-to-find, the guy that's got everything, these are jaw-dropping tech gadgets. Sleek iPhone cases and accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, plus men's fashion and accessories that are sure to get you noticed. Touch of Modern has new sales launching every single day. It is the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. I love this website. You can spend hours there. Be James Bond cool, David Beckham cool, the kind of cool that says, "You've made it, baby." Listen, this is what I want you to do. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane, baby. Touchofmodern.com.
Very cool website.
Very, very cool.
You bought 17 items during our meeting with them, didn't you?
You know, what's great about when an advertiser comes on, Mike talks about the fit all the time. I'll talk about the spend. As we were going through this conference
your
call.
Spend.
Yes, my spend. And I look, worth every penny. You get a great price. You get a better price than if... Because a lot of people like going and shopping. And you don't have to do that with Touch of Modern because you will get a better price than anywhere else on the web for these products. They have a great deal.
And it's also changing every day.
Yeah, and it's just fun. And I remember going through the call and I was like, all right, look, I'm almost at X amount of dollars here. How do we get credit for this? Because I'm all in.
And, you know, it was great. You could hear the smiles over
the
phone.
Very cool.
You know, Oscar, that's all well and good, but I really need an alibi for you. Where were you on Saturday?
On Saturday,
and can you prove it?
On Saturday, I was in class all day, and then...
And other students saw you?
Yes, and then at night, I had dinner. Why? What's up?
Jot Goose is missing. And I know...
I didn't have a dinner in Herndon.
I had a dinner in D.C. You have stolen Jot Goose before.
I have stolen Jot Goose.
Let us call a man who is horribly affected by this.
Well, before we get there, because you know it's a roller coaster ride. You and Mike give too much... stock in Jimmy actually explain something and
I guess you're right
and walking along with our conversation.
Okay,
so let's set the scene.
Let's
first
do the
off,
table.
Let's right. pretend like that everybody here knows what Jot Goose is.
All right, what you need to know is that there's this guy and his name is Jimmy Cerrito and he owns the greatest
everybody
bar in the world.
Everybody knows who Jimmy
Everyone
is.
Everyone knows who Jimmy is. The mascot, the unofficial or maybe even official mascot of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is a statue of a goose. And because it's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Tavern, Jot, it's Jot Goose. And this was the weekend of the Herndon Festival.
Yes.
And a lot of top-named rock and roll bands were playing in Herndon. And one of them, I don't know the name, Jimmy will fill us in. Apparently, one of the roadies got Jot Goose because the goose, it's a statue, it's not a live goose, mm-hmm. was on stage. And one of the roadies took the goose and is gone. And we are now entering day three of this national crisis. Jimmy said he would take our call.
I was fairly upset when I saw. I said, this is a bit. I thought it was a publicity stunt.
Well, you know what?
But it's not, because I know Jimmy
might
enough.
Might still be. We'll see.
Now, I know Jimmy enough to know that when I took it, like, it was like, you got to bring it back.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, you were mixing pills and booze.
Yeah, I was hammered.
Hey.
Mr. Cerrito, this is Mr. Guys. Santana and Mr. Spiewak. How are you holding up?
I'm sad.
No, I got to ask,
Jimmy,
first thing, and it's on everybody's
easy.
Mind, is this a publicity stunt?
Absolutely not. This is the real deal, folks. The goose is missing. We need the goose back. Whoever it is, come forward.
Yeah, you won't press charges. I saw that on the web.
No, there will be a generous reward. Herndon cannot rest.
Okay, so this now set the scene here. I know that you have a sophisticated security system with lasers.
No, it's
and
a
cameras
guy named Eric. That's it.
And lasers. No. Sometimes you forget to plug it in. I remember that.
No, the goose is the head of security.
Oh no!
And it's so your unofficial / official mascot has been with you for how many years?
I believe dating back to the late 90s.
And let me ask. You are a Buffalo sports bar. Why is
That's
a goose
true.
Your symbol?
Why the goose was a gift by a beautiful woman out of Ohio years ago, and it's been adopted at Jimmy's, and
I love
and it helps us through everything, and it's a Buffalo goose too.
Yeah, a Buffalo goose. I like going to Jimmy's, and just out of the corner of my eye, I'll notice that the goose is not outside. It's not behind the bar. Sometimes it's actually sitting at the bar.
Yes, it
because
happens.
It's important for the goose, the Jimmy's mascot, to see what the people are all about as well, right?
Well, it's a goose of the people, Oscar.
Yeah, it's not a power. Sometimes the goose doesn't have to be in a power position.
No, no.
Right?
Sometimes the goose likes to go undercover and, you know, be among the common.
Undercover goose.
You know, and this week, on I think that's on the CW, Undercover Goose. Jimmy, I've been to a hockey game with the goose. The goose is not
that's
strictly
right.
on premises. Sometimes
Rob,
the goose travels.
That goose has been in the Sabres locker room at the Verizon Center.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So give us the ETA.
That goose has been all over.
Jimmy, tell us when the goose went missing. And
yeah, give us your version of this story.
What are your
all
best
right.
leads?
This is how it went down, guys. On Saturday night, Herndon Festival, totally crazy busy everywhere. And there's a band. It's a retro 80s rock band where the lead singer dresses up like Axl Rose and all that good stuff.
Does this band have a name?
Yeah, they're called Tees with a Z and not an S.
Oh, that's very rock and roll.
Tees with a Z.
Tees with a Z.
I believe they're out of Richmond.
Ah, yes, rock and roll town.
Mm-hmm. And we were watching this on all the TVs at Jimmy's on Herndon Community Television, Channel 23. Mm-hmm. And we were cranking it up, listening to the band. And I had this idea, it would be cool if Justin, the bartender, and myself ran over to the stage.
Right.
And took the goose with us, and there's a couple thousand people in the crowd, and that goose stands out, you know, and
sure.
we could get up close, front row, and Goose could listen to the music.
Let me ask a
so
question.
We did that.
Let me jump in here,
yeah.
and I just need to know, when they were carrying the band Tees on Herndon Community Television, and I don't think it's on DirecTV, but I'd have to double check, were the people of Herndon upset? Because I know on most Saturdays, Herndon Community Television is showing softcore Cinemax porn.
He's going to stroke out.
So
he just murdered Jimmy.
So I'm guessing that
you watched it, huh?
Were there
you
complaints?
Tune in.
Yeah, I tuned in, and I was.
You get it in Leesburg?
I was. Yeah, I have a. I pirate the signal. I was hoping to see the third
the
season.
Long cord.
I was hoping to see the third seasons of Coed Confidential, and instead, I was watching the live music. So
and now that you guys are done with your closed circuit television jokes,
all right, the goose, please.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, I know this isn't easy for you either. I know.
No, it's tough time for all of us, Jim.
It is not. Okay. So we go over there in the front row, and the goose gravitates to the stage.
Hold it. Hold that thought. What happens is Jimmy and Justin, the bartender, are pushy, and they run the town, but pushy in a good way, and you just, you make yourself to the stage.
Goose coming through.
Yeah, goose coming through, and the goose goes on the stage, right?
Moses the goose goes right through the crowd.
The crowd parts.
And up on stage, and the goose is enjoying everything, rocking out. People are taking pictures of the goose. There's videos of the goose. And one of the guitar players picks the goose up by the neck, and he's just like waving it in the air. Woo!
Oh, the guitar is off stage, okay.
I'm sorry, Oscar?
On stage, a guitarist picks it up from the crowd.
Yeah, on stage. Okay, okay, okay. On stage.
Just like when Bruce Springsteen brought the girl up in the Dancing in the Dark video.
Courtney Cox,
exactly.
Yeah, very similar.
So does the goose feel disrespected when the goose is being swung by its neck?
I couldn't hear. It was too loud.
Okay, so the goose is fine.
I was concerned, but then the guitar player set the goose down on the amplifier next to the drummer, and it was perfect right there. And it was on TV, and everybody was having a great time, and I had to get back to work. Justin had to get back to work, and we had to make a decision. Do we leave the goose here?
Oh, man.
And it's glory up on stage in front of thousands of people. Or do we grab the goose, and the security of the stage security guard comes over, and he says, Jimmy, I'll bring the goose back after the concert. I'll keep an eye on the goose, and I'll bring him back.
Of course the guy knows you, and of course there's nothing more trustworthy than security at a Herndon concert.
Yeah, isn't event staff...
I think he was a volunteer.
Isn't event staff, as a rule of thumb... Even if you're in the biggest stadiums, it's dicey.
Oh, the worst. Yes. You can't trust that.
Yeah. Things disappear quickly. But I waited for the concert to end.
Right.
And the security guy, I don't even remember his name, and he didn't show up, so I ran over there. The band was just pulling away in their U-Haul.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Headed back to Richmond for another
adventure.
I ran
up on stage. I was in panic mode, and I'm not making this up. I was in panic mode because I can't let anything happen to that goose. So many people count on that goose. And I didn't see the goose anywhere, and I saw one of the sound guys. I go, have you seen a white goose with an orange beak about 18 inches high?
Okay, now I think what's really nice here, and it needs to be said, you didn't just ask about the goose. You described the goose. And you described was any goose, Jimmy. It's a rather
generic
description.
You never know, because they have the geese over there at the golf course can migrate over.
Okay.
And so anyway, no stick here. I ran in to the security area where all the security guards are hanging out, and I found that dude, and I said, where is the goose, you little... MF for you. Where's that goose, man?
Ooh,
you had one job.
It's getting tough.
Yeah, you have one job.
I had one job. And he goes, Jimmy, I'm so sorry. He said, at the very end of the show, the guitar player held the goose up and handed it to someone in the crowd, and they took off with it football.
It was a party favor. Okay, so where we stand now, the goose is gone. We can hear in your voice how you're doing.
But it's in country.
We think.
We the goose has to be alive.
Because they have, you know, when you fly out of the country, Oscar, you have to fill out the report about livestock. Yeah. So do you have, is the reward still offered? What is the plan? What is the offer that is on the table, Jimmy?
An order of Jimmy's buffalo wings, of course.
But if someone, you're not doing this right.
That's what the reward is.
If someone brings the goose back, will you press charges, or is it a no questions asked type situation?
No questions asked. Bring our little jock goose home, our beloved feather friend. Bring her home. Don't hurt her.
And have you put up flyers? Have you put up some sort of...
Printed 300 of them yesterday, Oscar.
Nice.
And I saw HBS changed his profile pic. That's the missing goose bulletin that's gone out. The next thing I did after I talked to the security guard is I went straight to the Herndon police, which were right outside.
And of course they said, hey, Jimmy, we'll be releasing your clientele shortly.
Well, they started to shut down the exits to the Hernan Festival.
Seal the town. Seal the town.
I'm not making this up. They radioed around for everybody to keep an eye out for the Jack Goose. Mm-hmm. You know, because if anybody's sneaking out of the festival with a goose under their arm.
Yeah, you can't hide that.
No, that's hard.
Yeah.
Did you canvass your flyers? Did you hit the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Someone's got to see that.
We canvassed the Hernan Festival all day yesterday. They're all over Jimmy's. They're all over Facebook and Twitter. I've sent all the information to Annie Yu at Fox 5, hoping to hear back from her. The mayor has been in contact with the chief of police.
Hey, quickly.
This is all true.
I know. You know what? The sad thing is I believe every word of it.
It's very true.
Yeah.
When just, and this could be a good pre-interview for your big TV interview.
Yeah.
Because we're all friends with Annie, and she's a good friend of the
show.
This
is bigger than that. Come on.
Yeah. What you need to think about, again, and this could be maybe a little media training, some prep.
Sure.
Like if you would prep for a debate. When someone asks you, what's the reward?
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell them exactly what it is, especially when it's so small.
Right.
Well, I just try to tell the truth when Rob asked me a question.
Yeah.
I haven't told anybody the reward yet until now.
I understand that. But you should say the reward is not as important as the safety of the goose.
And the happiness of an entire city.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you spin it.
Yeah. Jimmy, I think
the reward will be whoever took the goose can enter the pearly gates.
There is no price on an unburdened soul, Jimmy.
Jimmy, we'll do our best here. And if you've seen the Jack Goose, you know where it is. All you have to do is contact Jimmy at what? What's the number again?
That's 703-435-GIMS. And we will come get the goose, or you can tell me where the goose is, and I'll go get the goose, and you don't even have to be there.
And remember, no charges will be filed.
No problem.
No charges. No, I'm sorry. I love you guys. Thanks for helping.
Jimmy, you sound like a beaten man. I don't know if this has occurred to you, but maybe you might want to have a drink.
I already did.
Okay, very good.
Thank you,
Jimmy Cerino. Live
all right,
on
thanks, guys. Goose, come home. Honk!
Bye. Goodness.
Did he just say honk?
He did. It was a plaintive cry. I guess it's a message for the goose.
Wow.
What I want to see
is someone
send a picture of the goose with today's newspaper.
Please.
Proof of life.
Proof of life.
All right, when we get back, something that touched me this morning.
Touched?
And surprisingly so.
Okay.
On the other side of this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what's a good show from Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment? Cake and Cookies. It stars Rob Spiewak.
This is Larry King dropping in.
Hi, Larry. I'm just telling people about Cake and Cookies. It stars Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman and...
I can never eat snails.
Thanks, Larry, but I don't know that that's really relevant.
Tomatoes are good, but they have to be red.
Great, Larry. And they talk about what's going on in their lives and...
There's never been a bad M&M candy.
Thank you, Larry. And I'll answer your questions and play some music and have some...
They say it's bad for you, but I still like Sweet and Low.
Larry, please, I'm talking to you.
Every month is blueberry month for me.
Larry, do you mind? It's a great way to spend a little over an hour. The show drops every Wednesday...
Whatever happened to Funkin' Wagnalls Encyclopedia?
Larry? The show drops every Wednesday, and you can find it right here from more broad...
Honey Nut Cheerios have a lot more pizzazz than regular Cheerios.
Thank you, Larry, for more broadcasting. It's Cake and Cookies. All Rob, all Katie, no Larry.
Do you know that more people buy tortillas than buy hamburger buns?
Ladies and gentlemen, buying and selling a house, you know, it's probably the biggest decision that you will make in your lifetime. You need to do it armed with the best realtor to help you out. And so many of us know people in the real estate game, but we don't know the best people out there. Well, there are statistics that show you who the best people are, and you need HomeLight to find them. HomeLight is the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. Their technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. Whether you're buying or selling, you need HomeLight. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads and is backed by Google. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers. They're all proven to sell faster and get this, for up to 9% higher selling prices. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale, plus they're honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the USA by buying and selling their homes. They're really fantastic, and you need to get the experience and the knowledge to arm yourself before you do a transaction. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell a home with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website. Or call them at 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. That's HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent.
So true, so true. And this morning, Oscar,
Chess,
you're not a Today Show guy like Mike and I. Mike and I are Today Show junkies.
No. I'm not 65. And
nor am I.
I'm not a stay-home mom. I have a life.
But, you know, if you're doing your show prep, you want to have something going on in the background. That's
no,
the
I
news program.
No, I use something called internet.
Well, I use
so
the internet, too. But I have it
Pretty
on in
amazing.
The background. I turn it on every day. Makes me feel complete. I'm not going to win this one, so let's move on. I was shocked this morning to find out. I said at the beginning of the show that it's already June 1st. Do you know it's been a year since Tracy Morgan had his automobile accident?
I was teasing you, but the only reason I knew is because I watched part of the Today
Attaboy!
Show today.
Yay!
There you go.
Hey, very good, go. Oscar. And the similarities between us are multifold. but I was shocked that it had been that long, and they teased it last week that Tracy Morgan was going to do his first interview since the accident. And he came off, and I've always thought he was extraordinarily funny. I loved him on Saturday Night Live, thought he was very good on 30 Rock, essentially playing himself. But what we saw on the Today Show today was a very humble and thankful and grateful version of Tracy Morgan. I found it very touching. Mm. And I'd like to play. I know a lot of people have left for work by 7:30.
Yes.
And I'd like to play you some of the tapes of him because I thought it was a tremendous interview. It was Matt Lauer conducted it. And he, I think, is a big fan. That was sort of conveyed. And the first question is they asked Tracy how he was doing. He was sitting there. He had a cane. He looked good. He had some marks on his face. Obviously, he had healed, but mm-hmm. he made reference to the fact he had some scars. They said, Tracy, how are you doing?
I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm in front of you. I can't believe I'm just here. And just seeing the tragedy that happened, it touches me. Up and down. I have my family, Tina Fey and all the people calling me. It's just helping me get my spirits. I mean, the case is settled, but the pain is always going to be there for Jimmy Mack. You know, he's a close friend of mine. A comrade in comedy. He was a loving man, and he was a warm man. He was a good man. It just hurts me to see that he's gone. That's it.
Jimmy Mack was on tour with him, and he lost his life in the accident. And a very, very good friend. And it really, I don't know what I was expecting, but the whole image of Tracy Morgan as a performer is sort of bigger than life.
Yeah.
And when he had the accident, and he essentially wanted a seclusion. He had barely been seen in the past year. And to see him come out and still so emotionally affected by it, it really stopped me in my tracks. Now, you watched some of it, too. What was your take?
It's tough. One is that I get a chance to interview Tracy Morgan a handful of times in my career before I started working with you guys. In studio, as dynamic as his personality was on screen, it was as dynamic in studio.
I always got the impression in any situation that he seemed to be that guy.
Yeah, but
and
you almost
just
thought he
guess.
Was crazy as well.
True,
you were like, this
I could
guy,
see that. I could see that.
It's crazy, but
sometimes when you interview someone that is that, you know, over the top, it comes almost with like a little bit of fright. Were you nervous when you would interview him?
The first time I interviewed him, I was 26, so we're talking 10 years ago now.
Okay, yeah.
But he was he was still climbing. He had fame because he was on Saturday Night Live, but
right.
he was just climbing at that point.
Sure.
But still had done very well for himself and was a known name, and he was in a local comedy club, and he was in studio, and I think at that point, Chad had asked him, hey, do you ever save anything for a rainy day? Because he had like a $40,000 watch on, right?
Yeah, okay.
And it was the perfect setup for that interview because he went into who we all know is like erratic Tracy Morgan.
Sure.
Where he's like, are you saying I can't have anything? And then he started like pointing out what he'd done in his career and all the cars he has and all the houses and how many kids he has or how many family members he's taken care of.
Right.
But it was just so manic that I said, is he mad or is he just doing Tracy Morgan?
Is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, but it was just being a performer. That said, seeing him in that interview and remembering what he was like and then also remembering what he was like in other interviews that I've heard since.
Sure.
He's still on the road to recovery. And the business side of me wants to know, like, because I know Walmart paid, I think it was his friend Max's family, $10 million.
He was very, very over the top, complimentary on the way Walmart took care of the situation.
So I would wonder if they paid that gentleman's family $10 million, what they would pay a Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's,
and that's because I just want to see what the disparity of that number would be.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what people are willing to settle for, right?
True enough.
But he was complimentary that they both came in place. But it was important to note that money doesn't fix everything.
No, of course
right?
not.
It just doesn't.
He said something that I thought was extraordinarily well phrased. He said, now that Jimmy Mac knows that his family is taken care of, now he can rest in peace.
Yeah.
And I thought that was nice because it certainly doesn't bring him back. But it allows a peace of mind, and if you believe of, you know,
in an afterlife,
that is something very nice. One thing that a story that I don't know came out at the time that was sort of chilling is that as a rule, Tracy Morgan would travel to these comedy gigs with his wife and with his kids.
Yes.
And this was one isolated incident when he said, stay home and I'll be back soon.
Yeah, I told Megan, I said, you and the baby stay home. I'm gonna go to Delaware, and I'll be right back. Because I know when I look at that accident, I don't think my daughter was 10 months old. She wouldn't have made it, and Megan wouldn't have made it. And I don't know, man. That's really the thing that tears me up.
I guess so. I mean, that is a weird and odd coincidence that would happen. But if you have to find something that is good in a tragic situation, that is certainly something to look at. And one last thing that I thought was good. This is essentially how the interview ended.
Please.
They asked what his future goals were.
Okay.
And I think they were shooting about, will he perform again?
Yes, yes.
And this is what he replied.
I love comedy. I'll never stop loving her. I love comedy, and I can't wait back to get back to her. But right now, my goal is just to heal and get better, because I'm not 100% yet. I'm not. And when I'm there, you'll know it. I'll get back to making you laugh. I promise you.
Oh, man.
I was stopped in my tracks, and it was maybe a 10-minute segment.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing, and I watched it, like, with laser's focus, because it was really a dynamic piece of television, and it made me like him all the more.
Yeah, because, to be fair, he's always kind of had a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because he's always done things his way, right?
Right.
And especially when it came to the media.
It's hard for me up until now to draw a line between him and the guy on 30 Rock.
Yes.
I would just assume, well, that's the way he is. And I'm sure the role was written for him. Yeah.
Some may also say that that's what makes him such a great performer.
True. Very true.
Because you think you know the guy, but who really knows anybody, especially when you're in that light? I'm glad you played the audio from the family, because we always hear about celebrities getting in accidents when they're driving.
Right.
And something at least I always yell about, is like, just get someone to drive you.
Right.
He had someone driving him.
He did.
He took all precautions. Sprinter limo. Some of the guys might not have been wearing seatbelts. I don't know who wears a seatbelt in a limo, but whatever.
All right.
I sat there and I said, he did everything he could to mitigate any. If he was drinking, or if anybody was any distractions,
right.
he took a car down there.
Had
and
a guy focused
back.
On the situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you do?
He did everything he could, and even then, it wasn't enough. So I'm happy that he survived it.
Me
He's
too.
Making his way back. So thank you for sharing that, man.
You know, and it was compelling, and I wanted to make sure people knew about it, because it was that spot in the Today Show that sometimes gets swallowed up.
Yes.
I'm sure it's available online if you want to watch the whole interview. There are worse ways. You could spend 9 minutes.
For
so
sure.
Please do. When we come back, how's your mom?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk about
it. I can't wait to hear about it.
It's great.
So we will talk about Mama Santana on the other side of this. This is the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, Sanjeev. Are you ready to go to the gym with me? I will be in a sec. But right now, I am updating my Michael Mera Show app.
Michael Mera Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Michael Mera Show on your phone.
Oh, that Michael Mera Show app. It is new and everybody is talking about it.
I updated yesterday. And I love it.
Your thing on Android. Will it work for me, I say?
Absolutely.
Both platforms.
The new Michael Mera Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it.
Yay!
Ah, summer. Anyway, summer is here, ladies and gentlemen. You want to have the energy to enjoy your summer? You want to sleep like a baby and be able to do everything you want with summertime. I sleep on a Sleep Number bed and I wake up so refreshed that I'm ready to go and take a ride on a boat. I'm sorry, that's my son. You've got to go to a Sleep Number store. It's the only place you'll find a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's just right for me. It's an 85. That's mine. Carla's is a 65. And the built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep by using the dual air technology inside the bed. Sleep IQ tells you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep, which is easy because it's the best bed you'll ever have. My Sleep Number setting again is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Come in right now and discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save from $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to knock three times and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Knocking three times, that's the most important part. I got to do that. It is the Mike O'Mara Show as we kick off the month of June. You nearly killed yourself yesterday playing soccer, yeah?
What you don't know, and this message is for anybody that's in their mid-30s listening to the show. Not mid-30s, I would say early 30s.
Okay.
Sometime between 32 and 37, you just stop being able to do things that you could do at, let's say, 30. Like on a good day, right? You can stretch out as much as you want. You can hydrate as much as you want. But playing soccer now has officially become like a hazardous situation.
And you know, it varies from person to person. Yeah. You say it's at what age that it affected
you? It hit
me
this year.
Okay, it happened to me when I was 11. And it's just after that, I said, you know, I just can't take this nonsense anymore. Yeah, it's a no good.
The heat, the drama, the day. Yeah. I said, well, I'm going to continue playing because I enjoy playing, but I scored two goals.
Attaboy.
So like it was a nice output, but it was at times that this is it. Like this is when the heat stroke comes. This is when I'm either out of shape or I just can't bounce back anymore, and that's that.
And people should know that around the country that it was oppressively hot and humid yesterday, like 90, 91, probably worse in the city. And also the allergies. I know people think I beat this drum too much, but I was actually drinking with my friends outside on Saturday night. Allergies were bad enough that I had to stop. I just said, you know what? I can't talk without coughing.
Don't you think you should make some other life choices if the breathing becomes a problem?
Well, no, you know what?
Allergies.
The amazing, I don't know. Maybe I should be drinking inside. Are you saying don't drink?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm not. Let's be friends today. I'm not going to say what you should be doing.
Oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't. I'd be playing soccer. You know what would be a good workout is to actually lift the stretcher when you die from playing soccer. But the air is bad. So, I mean, you were killing yourself.
The reason why I brought that up is because I had a friend pick me up who has a Jeep, right?
Right.
And then we go and play. We play 9 a.m. in the morning.
And now it's a Jeep. So the top is off.
Your
shirts are off.
He's got, you know.
You're driving around.
Yeah, it's just like that scene from Navy SEALs. We went over the Potomac. I almost jumped in the river.
Sure you
just
did.
Just like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. just like how you handle it. That's how you love to handle it.
So. But we made it to the game, and on my way there, my mom calls me, and she's like rattling off 10 million things in Spanish, but she says she needs me to come over because her something had to do with she said my boo tube, something tube, right? And she just doesn't pronounce it well because she's foreign.
Now, when she calls you,
she goes, my blue tube, my boo tube, blue something. I said, YouTube? She goes, yes, chess. YouTube is off my phone.
When she calls you, does she start in Spanish?
She goes straight into it. It's hello, and it's the order or the problem.
Because she's worked up?
No, because it's just because
the only parallel I can draw.
I'm the youngest. It's like she's yelling at me upstairs and what she needs.
I understand. But, you know, like as a rule, she would. Does she speak English around the house?
No.
Not at all.
Because no, only when Shannon comes over and she's like, Shannon? And I'm like, it's Shannon. Shannon, mom, not Shannon.
Because all I can think of is
Shannon.
You know, like an I
We've
Love
been here for a while now. Let's pretend like we have.
Like I Love Lucy. When Ricky would talk normally around the house, he would talk in English, and then he'd get upset, and then the Spanish would come out.
No, the Spanish gets faster as she gets upset.
Okay, yeah. Spanish is her baseline.
She goes, Oscarito. And when you're in a Jeep.
By the way, that means little Oscar.
Yeah, little Oscar.
That's like a burrito is a small bird.
So she said, and I'm in a Jeep with the top off, so it's windy. And I'm
driving 60 miles an hour.
We're in the GW Parkway, for God's sakes. Doors off.
Sure.
Like, you know.
Right.
And I was like, Mom, I can barely hear. What's up? She goes, the boot tube is, I'm like, YouTube? She goes, yeah, YouTube is off my phone. I can't figure out. And I know I could draw a Venn diagram and call her on FaceTime and do all kinds of things for her, and she will not get it, right?
Right.
So I said,
this is a definite in-person fix.
This needy old lady needs to go see her after play soccer and have some lunch or whatever. So I said, Mom, I'll be there this afternoon.
But what can I do until then?
Once I said I'm on the way to play soccer, she's like, oh, okay. Like it's like that's like going to church for her. She's like, you're doing something healthy, whatever, you're good, right?
And it's the sport of your people.
Yes, yes.
Does she call it soccer or football?
Football,
yeah.
Get to the field, get out of the Jeep, call and say, again, it's your YouTube you need turned on your phone. You delete it. How did you delete? She has an iPhone, right?
Right.
How did you delete it? And this is also for the record, a woman that will call my brother, my sister, and I every time she has a missed call because she doesn't know how to look at recent calls. And this is when she had a razor. This is when she had an iPhone. This is when every iteration of her phone.
If it just says missed call, she calls everybody to make sure everything's okay.
Did you call me? No.
It's sort of.
She goes, okay, it's probably your brother. All right. Moves on.
That's right on down the line.
Did you call me?
Right on down the line. And you know what, Oscar? I have a prediction that as she gets a little closer to the years in the future, she might just start calling you anyway, even if there isn't a missed call.
Maybe.
Say, did you call? Did you call? And why not?
And I'm fine because, again, I'm close to my family.
Right.
I've always said they're like the mob. That's what happens.
If the mob drove around in a Jeep with their shirts
off. I finished the game. I had get something to eat.
Two 40-minute halves. You nearly killed yourself.
Got something to eat in Georgetown with my friend, and I'll give him a shout out, Bobby Shambles. So
is that his real name or is that his mob name?
So we had a good time.
Yeah.
Drops me off. Head upstairs, take a shower, jump in my car, drive to Olney.
Okay.
Get to Olney.
Now, from here to there on a
40
Sunday,
minutes. Waze always says it's going to be 23 minutes.
And
no,
it's 40.
It's 40 minutes because everybody's out in the city and they're trying to get in and get out. They're doing their shopping. Get there. I run and I said, Mom, I got a couple hours here. Where's your phone? Mm-hmm. And she goes, before we get to the phone, something's wrong with the computer, right?
Oh,
and
she has
an iMac in her computer, my dad's office that she uses. I go to the computer. I said, what's wrong with it?
The old bait and switch. She got you out there on an easy fix.
She goes, it's not turning on. And I said, what's wrong? Have you tried to turn it on? She goes, I can't find the button. And on an iMac, it's hard.
It's hidden.
So she's foreign. I give her a pass. I turn on. I said, this on the back here. I don't know why they did this.
It's on the bottom left back.
Senor Jobs decided that this was the best place to do it. So let's push this button. We're good to go.
So at this point, is she mad at Steve Arito?
No. She's like, okay. Okay, we're good to go.
How long has she had the computer?
So this is the bit. she's used to going and pressing the magic mouse, and it's on.
So she's never really powered it
My
down.
My dad was in town 2 months ago.
He powered it down,
right?
Well, electricity isn't free, Oscar.
Yeah, so she had to log into her email to see all of Bloomingdale's and LordandTaylor.com's because she loves giving her email out to the wrong people.
Sure, and also, there might be, you can't discount the arrival of Elk Groupon.
Yes. that's all that inbox is full of,
right,
is offers. Right. So I go.
Offers?
I go to her phone. I'm like, how did this crazy lady delete YouTube? And by the way, who knew she knew YouTube?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, what was she watching?
Oh, she might be watching one of her soaps.
I put Hulu Plus on it, and she knew how to get to, with one click, the Spanish soaps, right?
Right. Peligrosa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means danger. Yes. I remember that. I used
She's
to watch that
dangerous.
Program.
So I kid you not, I go there and I'm like swiping through, and I think it's my phone because there's so many. There's only one page.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't download apps,
right,
unless I'm there. So it's the only. And I look down and YouTube's there.
Ah.
I said, "Mom, YouTube is here," and she said, "No, it's not." Like, now it's like getting like, I'm like, "No, this is YouTube," and I'm pointing at the icon.
Right.
And she goes, "No, every time I get in my car, the phone doesn't connect."
Not YouTube, Bluetooth.
Yes!
Oh no!
She had turned off her Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
So she thought it was the YouTube.
And I love the fact that she's struggling
she's
to find the phrase.
Animated.
She and goes, you say YouTube, and yeah. She's just close enough. Yeah. Yes, and that's it. Come here.
And she said, So I came over there, and she goes, so she started like, it got animated. I'm like, this is YouTube, lady. This is, and you know, and I'm, she's telling my mom, I show her some respect, but we're getting louder and louder.
Right.
So she starts walking. She goes, watch. She goes, well, when we go into the car, like, the YouTube doesn't connect to my car. And that's when we're walking out to the garage. I'm like, Bluetooth.
When you raise your voice, and obviously this is a situation that's going to elevate back and forth. Does she see that as a form of disrespect, or is that just the way things work in your family?
Because then she starts giggling, like I giggle when Mike says something, or I'm making fun of Mike, you know, or I see something that like completely disrespects Mike and doesn't catch it.
Right.
But she has like this evil, like old lady giggle, and she's like, "You know me," like, and I'm like, "No, I don't know you. I could have told you to push a button."
Yes.
On the phone, while we were on the phone together.
One switch.
Settings. Yeah. On.
That's it.
Yes.
How did she turn it off?
I don't know.
She has to. You know what? And you can't do this. You can't remove the gear icon, can you? We need to remove her gear icon.
I don't know if she did it on the home screen. I don't know if she did it on the gear icon.
Mm.
But I showed her how. So then she goes, okay, we turn it on. She said, that's it? I said, that's it. Let's go to your car and jump in and see it works.
Make sure it works, right.
She goes in. And she goes, so we turn on the car, and she says, Bluetooth on. Into the car, like the car is waiting to connect her phone.
Oh, no.
I don't make this up, people. I almost fell out of the passenger seat with the door open, dying.
And I wonder how many times she did that move before she called you.
I don't want to know.
Just sitting in the garage.
In the garage yelling, Bluetooth on.
Bluetooth on.
And she's got the accent. So she's like, and I'll try to mimic her. She goes, Bluetooth on. And so it's like a slow, like, and she's polite to it. Like she was to Larry in the bonus show.
Right.
She's polite.
Right.
Yeah, because she thinks someone's in there.
Right.
Like turning gears.
Johnny Bluetooth.
Or pulling levers.
Right. It's like a big steampunk sort of thing. A guy with goggles and a top hat pulling the big Bluetooth
and
switch.
I know why she talks to it, because when she first got that car, my brother and I walked her through the audio prompts.
And
right?
The setup, right.
Yeah, like stereo. Like, and she was polite to that as well. I was like, you don't have to be polite, just talk.
Yeah.
But she knows to be, she's just polite, right?
I'm the same way. I have a very primitive Bluetooth type system in my car, and I can say, call Oscar at home.
I don't use it. Yeah.
And I try to use it, and I'll say, call Oscar mobile, and it'll say, dialing. #298 No.
Yep, but you'll give up.
Eventually I will.
You will.
I will.
Mike, and I've seen this, and Mike does this to this day.
Yes.
Because he wants to make sure that we all know that he has this. By the way, every car has it now.
Sure.
He will go through putting the address into that dashboard.
Right.
Right? Because you know he doesn't use Waze because we've told him a zillion times to do it.
Right.
And he will go through it and then get upset, turn into the Hulk, yell at the machine. And then I would say the fourth time it works.
Right.
But he's yelling the entire time.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there. We're sitting in wherever, whatever parking lot he's in because he wants to show everybody
he's got
that
a toy.
This works.
He's got a toy.
Yeah. They don't work. They, none of them work. They don't work the way they should. I don't care if you paid $80,000 your car or you paid
40.
Or how about maybe I think they have now on $25,000, $30,000, right?
Sure, sure.
They don't work. If I could just put my iPhone it like and lay it into the dashboard, that's all I would need.
My father had one of those early on and he was so excited with the technology. And I've heard him so many times try to get it to call something and then yell S. MFS, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was one that had the electronic generated voice.
Yeah.
And it said, cannot find MF in your contacts.
Even Siri, with all its shortcomings, works better that move.
You're exactly
right.
You
can hit the Siri button and say, call Rob. Mm-hmm. Boom.
And they'll find you. Yeah.
Done.
There you go. But I like the fact that your mom, throughout it all, remains polite.
Call Bluetooth. I mean, what was it? It was Bluetooth Connect. Please.
Chess.
Damn it. Look, that lady's great, but I'll tell you, God bless her. I hope she's around for many decades more.
Yes.
But when she's gone, I will get a good chunk of my life back.
Well, no, what'll be nice is that you've got all that time, and, you know, until then, she will be alive until she figures out how to set up the Bluetooth. And that's what's going to keep her alive. They
Bluetooth,
say you need to have something.
Does that sound like Bluetooth?
No. And, and
she wasn't really – I'm giving her credit by saying blue. She was more saying boo.
Well,
Bootube.
I like that she agreed to something that was obviously wrong.
Yeah.
And that was just to get you out there. Mom, what's the matter? Bootube. YouTube? Sure, close enough. Come on out. We'll see you here.
So that's my lot in life.
Well, you know, I'm dealing with something. This is just small,
okay.
But Carrie is... I have now really don't have any control of my deck or my garage anymore because... It started about a month ago. A neighbor threw out a rocking chair.
Yes.
And she went and got it and began to restore it,
which was
essentially sanding it down, tightening the bolts,
look at that.
Painting it, and now
that's
she's going to try to sell it, right?
There's always a business angle with the Spiewak.
Well, you know, we know a lady who does that. And so she's offering us tips, and she does it's not like a thrift store, but it's sort of an upscale type of
quality. Rocking chair?
It is.
That the lady was throwing away?
It's okay.
Okay.
But you know what it needed? It needed to be sanded, painted, and tightened.
Okay.
And after it's sanded, painted, and tightened, it's fine. But now it is sanded, painted, and tightened and sitting on my deck.
I've seen rocking chairs outside of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Like lined up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that expensive.
No, they're not. And you have to wonder.
How much was she trying to make off this transaction of time?
I think she's trying, if it ever gets sold, if it ever gets taken off my porch, I think it'll probably try to get her about $40. And
yeah,
you know,
I remember when I was like, I didn't know rocking chairs were so cheap.
And it's used. You know what? It's a used, nice, painted rocking chair. But that she was so pleased with this that the next day she came in with a hanging porch swing that needs restoration. And then here's the best thing. The best thing is that I will say this.
Tell us.
She works at a mall, as you know, and she's about to lose her job because the place is going to close down.
Well, the entire brand
is going away.
Yes, yes.
And she is next door to another store that sells certain bits of furniture, and they share a dumpster.
Yes.
And so now, broken headboards and chairs that don't have seats and table legs that don't have tables.
Oh,
all of these are showing up to my house. And I'm thinking, Carrie, do you know what? I now have to enter my garage sideways.
How about have a little self-respect for yourselves?
That's, you know, I agree. But the things keep showing up.
Your wife, of all people, should not be dumpster diving for broken furniture.
I know. And so...
Don't you even feel a little bit embarrassed?
I do.
Okay, you should.
However, you know what? It somehow, for some weird reason, is making her happy. And am I the man to stop
that? No, I understand that.
And also, then, I'll tell you where it got. I know.
The idea of just, okay, you got the deck filled, you got the garage filled.
Yeah, it's all there. The idea of like, my grill has been slowly moving further away from the kitchen. Hard to get to.
You're like, baby.
Baby.
Look, if this is making you happy, I'm here to support you.
Right.
That's totally cool. I completely understand that. And maybe you're being a little erratic here now that, you know, the big brand name is going away. And it's probably you're looking for time to you know.
She's not getting any younger.
Some projects.
She might be losing her mind.
So, but I know that we're a little trashy sometimes. I know that, you know, it's like we don't ever wear shoes unless we have to.
Right. We're the Clampets.
But let's have a little self-respect for ourselves, because I don't want to get a call and then be shown the security footage of you hopping off the back tailgate of the SUV into the dumpster and then appearing with pieces of wood and furniture exactly. And hoping they all fit together.
Mrs. Spiewak, I'm sorry to bother you, but is it you who stole these pallets?
I mean, that I know, was,
it could happen.
That could happen.
But I asked her about that. And you know what she said? What are they going to do, fire me?
No, it's not about that.
I know.
Self-respect.
But the magical thing is, Oscar, if we close the garage door and pull the shades, everyone thinks we're as classy as they are. Just don't look in my garage.
God bless you. Right?
I know. Anyway, so that's what's up with me. But her Bluetooth works. We'll be back after this with Oscar Rotzi.
Oh, God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And I want to speak to you right now if you're someone smarter than me, someone who happens to be responsible for a company's website or IT security. That means you're smart or you work with people who are smart. Well, you need to listen to this message and you need to pass it along. How much would it cost your business if your website went down? Would you still have a job if you let hackers get into your website? It's not a matter of if, but when. So listen to this. SiteLock, a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. They are the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increases your website's speed by 50% on average, and that's just a bonus because they protect you from all the bad guys out there. SiteLock's True Shield firewall blocks both network and application DDoS attacks with automatic triggering, which means your site stays up and running even during an attack. And nothing beats 24/7 US-based phone support. They got it. Don't be the next company in the news for being hacked. You may not recover from it. Call or visit SiteLock.com today. SiteLock currently protects over 5 million websites. Shouldn't they protect yours? To get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com, click on the banner in the top right-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS. Or call them right now at 844-598-0600. That's 844-598-0600.
Oh, you know what? Show business is his life when he is not fixing the blue tube. Here is Oscar Santana and Oscar Rotzi.
Boo tube! Special Monday edition of Oscar Rotzi.
You know what this could be? This could be your entertainment weekend wrap-up.
It could be.
Yeah, it could.
Look at this. Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
She's pregnant again.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love that they're reproducing.
I have a love-hate relationship with the Kardashians.
Why?
Because, like, I will really, you know, it's... There's a reason why society is the way it is, and
sure.
We've all bought in to the Kardashians, and some may say if we put, let's say, a digital USB drive of all their shows in a time capsule, people will understand why the society crumbled.
Sure.
This would be a part of it.
They're a part of the problem, certainly not a part of the solution.
But this whole Bruce story arc that they're showing on the Kardashians,
mm-hmm.
I'll sit there. And I'm riveted.
It's great television. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I remember once we figured out the Bluetooth deal, I turned on E at my mom's house, and she goes, "Ese hombre va a ser mujer," which is basically that man's going to be a woman. And I tried to explain to her, I was like,
right.
And we were talking, and she's open-minded to all these things, and mm-hmm. you know, in God's eyes, like as long as everybody's happy.
Sure.
But I sat there and I said, "You understand this, but you don't
but
know
you don't
what your Bluetooth
that.
Is."
Right, right.
Like that conversation. This conversation is so much bigger. You got it,
Oscar. You've told me many times.
Yes.
Everyone has their own skill set.
That is very
and your
true.
Mom's skill set includes Bruce Jenner.
She's
She's but not her car radio.
Northwest is going to have a big sister.
I still can't believe they named the child Northwest.
Vegas actually has a line right now of what direction the new West child is going to be.
Oh, so
will it be Northwest and then Southwest?
Well, it can't be like East West.
Yeah, it could be anything.
I would think Southwest might be
right?
nice. Yeah,
North and South?
Yeah.
North, South, get in here.
And then, you know... What did you get for your birthday? Another map. It's a shared gift.
Speaking of Las Vegas, quick sidebar, a shout out to Ronik.
Yes.
I had a couple friends go out to Las Vegas this past weekend, and he took care of them.
He always does. He's the best.
He's a 10. He's an absolute 10. You didn't have to do that. And Ronik, I will give you a personal message, but right from me, personally, when I get a text from someone that says, your friend Ron is a 10. I write back. He absolutely is. And you don't have to do these wonderful things that you do for us. So thank you so much.
And you know, he once gave me one of my favorite compliments. He said, Rob, you are my favorite racist. I said, I'm not really racist. He said, well, you're not really my favorite. So it's okay. But he's a great guy. I love him.
So look for the new West baby. And I'm sure it'll be documented on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, you can watch it on the TV. Yeah,
you'll never see the baby, but you just see angles of the baby. Because for a while, they didn't light the baby on camera. And Kanye isn't on it. But you'll hear about the baby.
Sure, all about it. You know what? But didn't they I saw the promo. I believe we've already seen the ultrasound. So in a way, the baby's been on TV.
True.
Yeah.
Technically, you can say that, right?
Yeah. Don't abuse your children like that. How dare you?
Mila Kunis, her convicted stalker, escaped the mental facility that was holding him.
Oh, that's the stuff a horror film's made of.
Yeah, a guy who was twice convicted of stalking Mila Kunis has escaped from a mental health facility, as I just mentioned, and now is on the loose, according to L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Stuart Lynn Dunn vanished from a supposedly secure mental health facility in Pinoma, California, around 8 p.m. on Saturday. Dunn had been confined to a facility since pleading no contest in 2013 to the felony stalking. Dunn had been arrested several times for stalking Kunis after following her to the gym and to Kunis's home 3 days in a row.
You know what? I know stalking is illegal.
Yes.
But she is really hot.
Well, the creep factor is, and people forget, when you're in Los Angeles, and the brief time that I was there,
sure,
you know, I visited, and when you see celebrities at hotels, you're like, okay, that adds up.
Sure.
But when you see celebrities just living their lives, still blows your mind.
Yeah, of course.
Just like when Mike was like, if I saw the first lady or the president going to work out, right?
Yeah.
Blows your mind. But when you can follow them, there's a fine line.
That is a fine line.
Right?
But she's got a fine ass. So, I don't know. I would just hope that the judge would take it into consideration. I'm not asking for him to be let off the hook. She's very pretty.
Sure, they have stepped up security, I imagine.
Good.
Okay, so Enrique Iglesias is known for his showmanship. I'm a personal fan of his.
I saw this video and thought this is Oscar all over.
Yes. Drones or quadcopters have been the technology. I just ordered a newer version of my drone.
Right.
And the technology has really, like, and I'm talking just like you remember your old first iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it leaps and bounds of what it used to be. So he uses one of these drones inside his concert arena on a regular basis.
Oh, I didn't know he was used. It's like part of the tour.
It's part of the tour. It's part of the show. And it gives a point of view live shot to the Jumbotrons that shows the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, he will catch the drone, because you can catch these.
Sure, you have to sometimes.
And he will move it to the other side of the stage, or it will pull his hand up. And he'll interact with the drone as it's flying through the crowd.
Right.
And around the stage. This poor man. And this is something, and he probably had done enough times, he just got comfortable. This poor man, just this past weekend, he was in, of all places, Tijuana, Mexico on Saturday night.
Sure.
A crowd of 12,000 people. The drone, which was part of the concert, flew over him on his particular side of the stage where he was at. He reached out, as he usually does, but he overreached.
Oh.
So instead of reaching for the landing gear, which you grab, the props caught his hand.
Ow!
So,
ow!
Depending on which type of drone, which type of props are being used,
sure,
you can take a hit. I've taken hits off the props of my drone and gotten a little cut up, right?
Right.
Nothing like dramatic, but just like you got to fight with like a big cat type of situation, right?
Okay, odd analogy, but I understand.
Yeah, or like if you're ever clawed by a cat,
it's a scratch.
They're fine, but they are scratches enough to they'll be there for a little while,
and
right?
You'll bleed. You'll shed a little blood.
But I've never put my hand into the props and not expecting, like, I had to stop a prop. That's how I stopped with my hand, right? But I put a fist together, like crunched in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just holding to grab something, you're very loose and your hands are exposed.
Sure.
He put his hand up there, cut his hand completely up, went to the side of stage, wrapped it up, and continued doing the show, finished the show, and then flew directly to Los Angeles to see a specialist. But if you look
at the... You mean he didn't trust a doctor in Tijuana?
But if you see the pictures, he has a blood-soaked rag wrapped around his hand, and his shirt, which is white, has all... It's like all bloody from him just...
Yeah, it was like
right?
like a Kiss concert,
right? Crazy.
But I hope he's okay. But it's just it was an amazing amount of blood.
Yeah. So if you see the video, it's pretty interesting. But just you have to be careful with these things, right?
Yeah.
Last one is if you, and again, this is effect with makeup that it costs so much money these days, and people are using it wrong. And you could spend thousands of dollars on the right makeup, but if you don't apply it right, you don't go right. You won't go right, and you won't look like you want you expect to.
Exactly.
You can look like Kim Kardashian because Kim Kardashian's makeup artist is now giving a class on how to do makeup.
And now this is at your business school where he's teaching this class?
No, he's not. It's at the Pasadena Civic Center, right?
Oh, okay.
It's a 4.5-hour class on July 25th. Best seats are going for $1,000 and the cheapest seats are going for $500.
Just to learn how to apply makeup like Kim Kardashian.
Now, I have dated girls and met girls in my life where when their makeup is off, they look like a different person.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Now, how I felt about that is up to me.
True.
But if you can do it,
yeah,
it's well worth the investment.
Yeah, for $1,000, I hope he could make me look like Kim Kardashian.
I just saw that. But you can look. For Christmas, you get different things. I get different things from my family.
Yeah.
Some of these brushes, these makeup brushes.
Oh, they're insane.
They're like $100.
Oh, Carrie's got to sell 10 rocking chairs to buy one.
Right? But it's one of those deals.
Oh, it is. It's ridiculous.
So if you're going to spend that much money, learn from the best.
Yeah, do it. And always take a college class at a civic center. That's good stuff. Back with the audio vault. Right. Operate this.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey there, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode, Danny Bonaducci.
I pulled over to 7-Eleven or Circle K, and I was going out to get cigarettes, and there's this tall lady with long black hair, and it's pretty apparent that she's working. Uh-huh. So I just pull up, and she walks over to the car like she's been doing this all of her life, opens the door, and hops in with me, and maybe I get about 10 feet when I look in, and this lady has stubble.
You know, this was in, like, 1991. Danny picked up a prostitute. Turned out it was a guy, and you pretty much dragged him out of the car and beat him up. Here's the thing.
It's like you were in the back seat.
The Tony Perkins Show.
So true. Stubble, not a good sign.
That story, by the way, when he just happened, because we used to have Danny Bonaducci on, was detailed, but now it's just like,
it happened. You know, he wouldn't have seen the stubble if he went to that Kim Kardashian class.
So true.
The bonus pack. We just did a bonus show that was fantastic. We got a chance when Mike was in studio to play Cards Against Humanity, and that's what's so much fun about the bonus show. We go without any sort of format or anything. It's just an organic hour, an extra hour of the show. And if you love the first 5 hours that you hear, you really need to hear the sixth.
Yeah. The link is right on MichaelMaraShow.com. And we've got a new site that's coming out that I'm going to announce and be very easy to get to.
Very cool. So stay tuned for that. And it's super easy to do. Many ways you can pay, including by credit card. Mm-hmm. So just go to MichaelMaraShow.com, click the link, and get that bonus show. You really owe it to yourself. So let's open the audio vault for Monday, June 1st, 2015. Oscar, you know who Dick Van Dyke is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a very good treat when I was flipping around. There was nothing on TV last night. They reran an episode of the show The Middle, where he was a guest star with his brother.
Okay.
So it's funny to see the Van Dyke brothers, because they were also on the Dick Van Dyke Show 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And it made me look into it. Dick Van Dyke is, I think, 89 years old
now.
Doesn't
look it.
And he had a viral video that was actually trending over the weekend where he was dancing. He dances like a man a third his age. But this is the thing that I found the most fascinating. Did you know he was offered the role of James Bond?
Oh, I did not know that.
This is true. Wow.
You know what? I was doing Chitty. Sean Connery.
Chitty, Chitty, Bang, Bang.
Leaving.
Thanks for clarifying.
You know, he had done several
right
at the time. And Cubby Broccoli actually called me in and asked me if I wanted to be Bond.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He loved your English accent.
No, I said, have you heard? And he said, oh, that's right. Forget it.
Wow. I'd never heard that. That did not come up in the dossier that Cubby Broccoli called you in.
That actually happened.
All right. There's your camera. Look into the camera and say Bond, James Bond. Just once.
Bond. James Bond.
See, I give you the job. That's a slam dunk for me.
Very cool.
Pretty wild for a man that's had such an amazing career to know that he turned that down. And is it M that gives him his gadgets?
Yes.
I would think that if he was James Bond, M could get him tighter dentures so he didn't talk like that. But they would have like a bomb in them or something. Over the weekend, we had the 2015 Critics' Choice Awards, and Seth MacFarlane, I'm not a fan, I know you are, was awarded the Louis VIII Genius Award. And I have to give him credit. He did handle the presentation with a certain amount of class.
Let's put this in perspective here. Being called a genius in Hollywood is kind of like being called thin at Disneyland. This is not a bar. Let's also not forget that I'm being declared a genius on the network that airs Duck Dynasty. This is a show. I want to thank the people at Fox, who years ago took a chance on a quirky little animated show about a bumbling dad and his family, which I saw and then created Family Guy.
But he was very
so
funny.
Cool.
He was very funny.
Quick
in
clarification, Q.
Please. Yes.
It's Q, not
oh,
M.
I'm sorry.
M's his boss.
M is his boss. Yeah, forgive me. I need to watch. I pick up the cues later. Chris Pratt, I know you're a fan. I'm
yes.
a fan. Just when you think this guy can't get any cooler, there was a video of him over the weekend teaching his son the Pledge of Allegiance. It was awesome. But also, he was at the BBC, and there is a piano at the BBC donated by Elton John. Chris Pratt, can you be any better? No, I think I'm just going to sit down and play piano.
I gotta start hating him.
No, love him.
I gotta hate him now.
He can do everything. So
no,
there's that.
No, that it's enough.
That's enough?
That's
too much?
Enough.
Like, we finally hit that line.
He's got Jurassic Park coming out.
I know.
He's
I
married
know.
To Anna Faris. Mm-hmm. And she like and Anna he got Anna Faris like when she was like the house money Anna Faris.
Oh, that's
you know?
The best Anna Faris.
Damn it.
I know. And he plays piano.
And he's awesome in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh. Everyone loves a piano player. Betsy Palmer, who had a long Hollywood career, but as is often the case, is most remembered and one role in the original Friday the 13th. She took the role only because she needed to buy a car. Mm. They said 10 days work, $1,000 a day. She said, I'll take it because I need a car. She played Jason Voorhees' mother.
Ooh.
And in fact, in the first Friday the 13th, she was the murderer.
Okay.
As you remember, because Jason didn't come out of the water until the very end. Here's the scene when she reveals as Betsy Palmer as Pamela Voorhees.
I think we should wait for Mr. Christie.
Oh, that's not necessary.
I don't understand.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday. You let him drown. You never paid any attention. Look what you did to him. Look what you did to him!
So what's the takeaway from Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Jason, not a very good swimmer. I think that's what we learned there. I think 6 or 8 times in a row, one of the HBO channels ran the premiere of the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. Of course, Ringo was inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
And we ran a really sloppy piece of this audio that someone had on their phone. When they did the, I think it was 2 months ago, the actual ceremony was. But this audio is strong enough that I wanted to replay. Ringo offered some advice. If you're in a band now, the best way to make sure the band stays together and happy as long as possible.
And another tip I've got for all bands who are starting out, when you're in the van, if you fart, own up.
That's
because it'll cause hell. Because it'll be like, if you don't own up, everyone's blaming everyone else. You know, we made a pact in the van. Okay, if we fought, we'll say it was me. Okay. And that's what we did, and that's how we get on so well.
Anyway, I know
that's
I played that piece of tape a while ago, but I wanted you to hear it in sparkling clarity.
Mm.
We close with Florida news. Mike is not here to bring us any Florida news. We will have Mike tomorrow.
Okay.
Trouble at the bingo hall. 82-year-old Fred Smith was mad at 88-year-old Ethel Britt because she was in his seat at the bingo hall. So what did he do? He slashed her tires. She was not pleased.
If somebody had told me that he would have done that, I would never have believed him. I didn't think anybody would be low enough to do that to my car because I didn't know I had any enemies in my life. But I thought everybody was my friends. But undoubtedly, I got one enemy. I didn't know it meant that much to him that... to do that to my tar.
Under the letter F, felony. That is your Magic Audio Vault, everybody.
Yes.
Have a great Monday.
Just quickly.
Go.
We're going to be at Blues Alley this Thursday night.
Yes.
Yes, with Sarah Partridge, which is Gary Stein's wife. And you know Gary Stein from the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. Tony Perkins will be there. Rob and I will be there. We'll give all the details on our Facebook pages. But I want to give you a heads up. A running start to get the tickets. Blues Alley this Thursday.
Yes. We will be there. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mail us stuff at Mike O'Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We rely on your word of mouth, so please spread the word. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Whoa, 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 wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.